I was very excited because I wasn't expecting such kind of news, because it is my first time, and in my life I never thought I could win such recognition.
So what does this mean for your work?
It means a lot for my work, because it has really energized me, motivated me so much. And I know it's going to build trust between me and the communities that I serve. And the people maybe who have been viewing me as enemy or feel me like person, because in this work, I've faced a lot of challenges because of I serve different communities. So I believe with this recognition, this award, I know it will build trust between me and many communities. And also, it will motivate many women, or inspire many women in pastoral communities or in these regions to fight for peace, to speak for peace, to come together. And I know it will inspire also individuals to come out and support peace, and also to emerge to be the leaders in this society.
So, Josephine, what inspired you or motivated you to make a decision to embark on this peace-building effort?
How I grew up is contributed a lot in what I'm doing today, because I grew up in a pastoral community that livestock keepers. I remember we had a good land, good life, full of happiness. One life for a year, environment was good. There was no challenges of climate change as we are facing today. But suddenly things changed. I saw a lot of things that happened, struggles, crises. Until today we are suffering because of a lot of things like conflict, destruction of environment and wildlife, and also which has led us now to suffer on issues of climate change. And when I was young, these things happened, suddenly happened when I was there. And actually, it inspired me, like something within me felt like we need to do something. Something is going wrong and we need to do something. And that's why I did everything that I did, not because of my life, because I never want my children or the new generations to face or to go through what I've gone through in my life. Like looking at our communities fighting each other, destroying their own lives, environment, and everything. It was all about destruction, but not building the future of our communities or future generations. So I did it all because I want to see future generations bring life, not causing pain to each other. I want to see them sharing good stories and causing pain to each other.
What is your message to other women trying to bring peace to their environment or peace to their respective countries?
Also, I would say that I appreciate every woman across the globe for the effort to bring peace to their own community and to the entire world. And my message today to them is that let us still keep going. This is a call. And it's not because of us, because of our future generation. And we should stand firm, no matter the challenges. Let us commit ourselves for the challenge.